As for me, I look to the Lord for help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me. In these difficult times in our lives, we can read such words that are amazing and are such a comfort in the Bible. And today's is from Micah 7:7, where the title of this chapter is Misery Turned to Hope. And he says, as for me, I look to the Lord for help. When we are in trouble, you know, we should look first to God. We have friends, we have people around us to help us. But first of all, we look to the Lord for help. He's the ultimate one. God, our Father, who loves us so intimately. He's the one who can truly help us. I wait confidently for God to save me. We might be going through a difficult time that could last days, weeks, or even years. And Micah reminds us that we should wait confidently, because God is the one who will save us. God is the one who will get us through this difficult time. But we have to be confident in God. We have to be confident that He is truly there, truly with us. Sometimes we can say, God isn't there. He's abandoned me. He doesn't hear my prayers. But He is there. And we must wait confidently. When we say, Lord, help me through this situation, then we have to be confident that God is there. Sometimes when you're in a difficult situation, you ask someone to help, they go off and you don't hear off them for a short while because they are sorting things out. And then they come back and tell you, right, I've done this, I've done that. But in that time that they're going off, things are happening. And that's what will be happening with God as well. So we must be confident that He is sorting things out. And my God will certainly hear me. When we speak to Him, when we pray to Him and say, Lord, this situation or whatever it may be, we also have to understand He hears us. He's not got headphones on, is listening to music, or he's out the room, or he's not taking the phone call. He hears us no matter where we are, no matter how we pray at the time. It might be a sitting down and praying for like half an hour, 2 hours, bearing our heart out to Him. It might be that we're in a situation and we just shoot an arrow prayer and say, God, help me. I need your help. Amen. And He hears every prayer. We have to be confident in this because we have a God who loves us. He is our Father in heaven. We are His children. We have come back to Him like the prodigal son in the parable that Jesus tells. We now have that confidence that we are adopted into the Holy Trinity through Jesus. And when we go through those difficult times, that not only God hears us, but God is for us. And we have to be confident that God will save us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that when we are in those difficult times in our lives, we can be confident that you not only hear us, but you also save us as well, because we look to you for help. Amen.